Assemblyman Wes Chesbro, who last week introduced a bill that would repeal the state responsibility fire area fees paid by rural landowners over the past 2 years, has called a special order of business for this afternoon. That special meeting will revolve around Chesbro's bill and two other pieces of assembly legislation that deal with the SRAs, including one that repeals the fire fees altogether. Last week, Chesbro introduced AB 468 that would provide funding for state and local emergency agencies, including CalEMA, Cal Fire, and the National Guard. The bill would also shift the funding of the fire fee from rural property owners to a statewide fee on property insurance policies. Early Friday morning, sheriff's deputies, along with the Hoopa Valley Tribal Police, responded to reports that a 21-year-old woman was sitting on the railing of the Willow Creek Bridge, threatening to jump off and commit suicide. When deputies arrived on scene, they found her grabbing the railing from the outside of the bridge and hanging off on the east side with her feet on a 2-inch concrete ledge. Negotiations with the woman lasted approximately 90 minutes until one of the sergeants was close enough to grab the victim and pull her to safety. The woman was transported to the hospital for treatment. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on Highway 162 in Covelo, and when all was said and done, three men had been arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail over the weekend. The vehicle was driven by 31-year-old Hopland resident Javier Alvarez, who had two warrants out in his name, and he was taken into custody. Also arrested were passengers Milton Rangel of Sacramento and Jeff Carver of Willits after officers searched them and the vehicle and found nearly 2 grams of methamphetamine packaged for sale and drug use paraphernalia. And a sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted a vehicle driving erratically near Murray Road and Central Avenue late last week. The deputy attempted a traffic stop, but the driver, later tentatively identified by the deputy as Brian Kaufman and who was later positively ID'd by a booking photo from the jail, sped away instead and then fled on foot in the area around McKinleyville High School. A records check of the vehicle revealed that it had been reported stolen in Medford, Oregon on March 31st. A be-on-the-lookout has been issued for Kaufman, who was on felony probation for drug possession charges. Kaufman is an adult white male, 6 feet tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, and he is from the McKinleyville and Arcata areas. Anyone with information as to his whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And a reminder that Suddenlink Communications has announced that it has doubled the reward on information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for a series of vandalism incidents that saw Suddenlink fiber optic cables cut at multiple locations in Humboldt County. The reward for information is now $10,000, and the sheriff's office has identified suspects in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the state of law enforcement in communities along the North Coast and Southern Oregon. Residents of Curry County are searching for ways to raise more revenue as they have seen steep cuts to both funding and personnel at the sheriff's office. A new proposal is being crafted in Brookings that would change the manner of county government. While voters will have their say at the ballot box in May when a new tax measure comes up for a vote. But the disparity in law enforcement between the city and the county is stark, with the Brookings Police Department able to field 12 officers compared to 5 deputies at the sheriff's office, including the jail. Sheriff John Bishop has gone on the record stating that if it comes to a head, he will still have to fulfill his constitutional duty to staff the jail. But as to providing deputies for patrol, they may go by the wayside due to a lack of funding. And that's our community news. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.